When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley. That's David Van Camp. There's Scott Robbins.
Yeah.
Number one golfer in the world, Scotty Scheffler, arrested this morning. More on that in a second.
Holy cow, man. That's an unbelievable story.
But to compartmentalize, he's one under right now.
Yeah.
For the day.
The guy just got out of the slam a few hours ago.
You think, man, you'd be snap hooking stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Flaring it in the weeds? No. He's out there today, one under. I mean, I think he's in the top 10 right now. He's tied for ninth. So more on that in a second.
He's like Trump. Like, when he gets arrested, things just go up.
Right. this is crazy, though. Not to most people that have been paying attention. And I don't know if the people that don't already know this will end up finding out, because legacy media may not do the story. But there is some admitting going on to, well, yeah, we were doing gain-of-function research when everything happened with COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So yesterday you had National Institutes of Health Principal Deputy Director Lawrence Tabak talking to Congress and saying, well, yeah, I mean, sure, U.S. taxpayers funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology in China. Sure.
Wow.
Cool. Dr. Tabak. Did NIH fund gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology through Echo Health?
It depends on your definition of gain-of-function research.
Okay.
If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did. But this is research. The generic term is research that goes on in many, many labs around the country. It is not regulated. And the reason it's not regulated is it poses no threat or harm to anybody.
Until it does.
Right. Until millions of people die. And the world gets shut down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense, because they were very, very defensive about the idea that they were doing gain-of-function research. And now it's like, well, yeah, I mean, sure.
They changed the definition of it.
Yeah, sure. We were doing it, but it can't cause any harm. Then why were you lying about it?
Because they knew they did it.
Right.
That was the whole Fauci thing. And at the time, we're like, they just changed what the meaning of gain of function is. It was, remember the whole dust up with Rand Paul?
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Deflection.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying,
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual.
Yep.
I totally resent
that. Could
have
been.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
No, you were lying. You should be put in jail.
Unbelievable. Drag him back up there.
I hope they do.
Yep.
Yes. David, I know what you're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to jail.
Oh, no, he's not going to jail.
He won't be held accountable.
No,
I know.
Nothing's going to happen.
Well, and I noticed this was a pretty big story yesterday. I didn't see that anywhere on Good Morning America.
Mm.
You don't think the people that tune into that show would want to know that?
Well, no. You know, it's very deep in the weeds. You know, they're just going to obsess over things like Trump's trial, where there is no underlying crime that he's being charged with.
Well, yeah, you know, speaking of that, they're going to try to paint Michael Cohen a certain way, you know.
Michael Cohen grilled. Donald Trump defense trying to paint his former fixer as a serial liar.
Trying to paint him as one?
He is one.
He went to prison.
Yes, because he was
related
a serial liar.
Being a serial liar. I mean, yes. You don't really have to work that hard.
No, you really don't. Meanwhile.
Boy, the music just adds to it, though, doesn't it?
Boom, boom,
boom. The suspense, yes.
Yes. There's a big cat fight yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you were talking about this all morning, Scott. No, oh. No. That's a little kitty cat.
I watched it like five times.
No. This was. That's more like
it. Oh, yeah. And it is really remarkable.
It's hilarious.
Set this up, David.
There is a wild cat fight in Congress. Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene made a comment about Democrat Jasmine Crockett's fake eyelashes. Then Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gets in the fray, and it is pure insanity. And I am here for every bit of this. I put together the highlight reel the best I could, because this thing goes on for several minutes. Point of order, strike this from the record, yada, 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 all that stuff.
Yes.
But the fireworks, that's compelling audio.
Okay. Let me just roll this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you the one talking about. I
think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. This is...
That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Her words down.
Oh. Are your
feelings hurt?
Okay. Here's the thing. Tell me if I'm way out of bounds here. With Marjorie Taylor Greene, you have some people that really appreciate her, but there are even conservatives that are like, you know what? She's kind of a nut.
Well, yeah.
There are conservatives that think that. Then on the liberal side, you know, in the quiet places, they'll say, oh, my gosh, AOC is a complete dingbat. They will say it. Okay, they know. And so you've got them going at it. And then the Crockett woman, holy smokes.
Down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
All right, the don't even play. Who did that come from?
That was Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from the
she
suburbs.
She changed her inflection all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Isn't that cultural appropriation right there?
Said it a million times. Yeah, it depends on where she is.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Okay, now back to the fray.
Miss Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling, if someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built butch body, that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Yeah, James Comer's trying to say, I'm partially deaf. I can't even understand what you're saying, you harpies. You just keep...
Wait, hold on a second. What's a bleach blonde built butch body?
Butch body, yeah. That was something. The alliteration was perfect,
Well,
too.
She actually had that written down. That just didn't come off the top of
That's what I was thinking, too, yeah.
Shouldn't that cause uproar in the LGBTQ plus community?
I'm just saying, it is very
butch body.
Yeah.
Whoo. Man, oh man. All right, now back to the fray.
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's part of it.
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I have no idea what you just said.
Calm down.
No, because this is what.
Oh, that's great.
This is when things would get ratcheted up. Once you tell somebody to calm down, yeah.
Every dude has been told, don't ever, 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 ever.
No, that's
say
the thing,
calm
man.
Down.
That's
tool.
The trigger. Yep.
And they knew it, and they went for it.
No, because this is what y'all do.
Proceeding.
So I'm trying to get
Ms. Crockett, you're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
You don't want
calm
me to
down.
Be,
no. Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all talk
calm
noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of control.
Because if I come and talk about her, y'all don't have a problem.
Chairman, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, let's just settle the whole thing. You're an embarrassment to the entire country. All right, let's settle this like real women and fight.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
The get house, some hair pulling and some punching.
The House Sergeant at Arms is going to bring in a kiddie pool filled with mud.
Yeah.
Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is going to have the ceremonial bikinis, and you know everybody's just going to really get into it, get after it. You know.
Oh my gosh!
I it's remarkable to me because I'm as somebody who comes from trailer park culture. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you this, man. I think I've heard that exact conversation word for word at a family reunion.
Right.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The awful thing is they're leading the country.
Uh-huh. Right, that's the thing. That's the difference.
A lot of people online pointing that out. We are absolutely hosed.
Oh, we're screwed. Yeah.
If we really do deserve the leaders we get, what did we do to deserve this? We repent. We're sorry.
I don't. I'm loving every second of this.
I kind of am, too, secretly. That's why I watched it like 5 times today, just because it was so much fun.
Oh, I had to tell you to stop, because it drives me bananas. Yeah. I can't take it.
But the baby girl line is my favorite.
Well, she's such a joke. No, I mean, it's different accents at different times, ripping people. What a joke she is.
My favorite part, though, is where you've got Jamie Raskin, the Democrat, and James Comer, the chair, Republican of the committee, both trying to play their parts, but you can tell they are trying so hard to not just start laughing their heads
right.
off.
I agree. Yes.
Somebody's going to
agree more.
Bang the gavel and go, this is the people's house, not Waffle House.
That's a good line.
Good one.
Okay, so
that was fun.
As you mentioned at the top, number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, arrested. I'll let you do the newsreader on this, David.
Well, yeah, the number one golf player in the world got arrested this morning on his way to the Valhalla Golf Club for the PGA Championship. Around 5 o'clock this morning, a sad start to this story, a guy was killed when he was hit by a shuttle bus. Scheffler didn't know what was going on, but he was trying to get around the traffic. A cop grabbed onto his car at one point. Scheffler didn't stop immediately, but then when he did stop, the cops yanked him out of the car and because nobody knew what was going on. You talk about an utter breakdown in communication. An ESPN reporter named Jeff Darlington was there as Scheffler was being taken away, and he's trying to let the cops know, hey, he's a player.
Yeah, because they didn't know.
Guys.
Dude, Stay back.
Back up. I'm back.
Guys,
what do we do?
I'm staying back.
Here's the thing. Right now, he's going to jail.
Okay.
He's going to jail, and it ain't nothing you can do about it. Period. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay, tough guy.
Wow.
Nothing you can do about it. Just get back. Okay. So Scheffler released a statement. Don't know if you saw it. So this morning I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier. And there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. He goes on to say, I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the earlier accident this morning. It truly puts everything in perspective. Okay. And then there were other reports that other golfers had driven the same way he was going to get into the club. And not saying he didn't do anything wrong, but knowing his usual character would seem odd. And one of the charges is resisting arrest, isn't it?
Yeah. So he's facing charges of second-degree assault of a police officer, third-degree criminal mischief, reckless driving, disregarding traffic signals from an officer directing traffic. The assault charge is a felony if they wind up formally charging him. The others are misdemeanors.
Darlington said that the cop reached in through the window and tried to grab him by the arm to get him out, and as soon as he got out, Scheffler got shoved against the car and then cuffed. How could he have assaulted the cop?
I think it's if the cop was holding on to the car and you keep driving, I think that's where that assault comes from.
Got it. Okay.
I want to know what time I should start protesting.
And again, right now, as far as today's round, last I checked, he was 1-under and like tied for 9th for the tournament. So we'll keep an update on that. Other news out there. Well, I guess we'll have to get to this in a second. I hadn't heard this. NBC. With an announcement about their programming, they're going to be doing a show about gay animals.
Yes.
Say what?
I just saw the headline from David. He sent it to me. NBC is doing a show about gay animals.
Yes.
Is it animated?
We're gonna get the whole update and try to understand it and much more. Straight ahead right here. What a crazy day.
I
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze, and right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Merrick Garland.
With some nonsense here, David.
Yeah, the White House is not going to release the audio of Biden's interview with the special counsel, Robert Hur. If you remember, this is the interview where Robert Hur decided that he was not going to pursue criminal charges against the president because basically Biden's too senile to stand trial.
Yeah, the jury would look at him and he'd just be like a sympathetic old guy.
Yeah.
No, everybody thinks that, right?
Right, with a poor memory. And so the transcript we've seen shows Biden forgetting things like what year he was vice president and when his son died. The attorney general himself, Merrick Garland, said, yeah, you got to keep that under wraps, do the old executive privilege, because it could be used by some to damage you politically.
Well, and Biden lied about it.
Yeah.
And said, how dare he ask me? He brought it up.
Yeah.
Biden brought it up.
About his son.
Unbelievable.
The Justice Department is a fundamental institution of our democracy. People depend on us to ensure that our investigations and our prosecutions are conducted according to the facts and the law.
Oh, my gosh. This is rich. Coming from old Shaky.
We have gone to extraordinary lengths to ensure that the committees get responses to their legitimate requests.
Oh, come on.
But this is not one. To the contrary, this is one that would harm our ability in the future to successfully pursue sensitive investigations.
Yeah.
God. Really?
Yeah, it would.
We got to get these people out, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's unreal. Okay. Robbins is itching to know this. The whole NBC story that you had, David, about doing a show about, again, is it true, gay animals?
Yes. NBC's streaming service, Peacock, is rolling out a new nature documentary about how nature is very, very gay.
Okay.
Like happy or no? Yeah.
No, like gay. It's like gay. Queer nature or something like that.
All right.
Okay.
Everything you were told as a kid is wrong. You make me
want to dance. Gay penguins, bisexual lions, sex-changing clownfish.
This is a queer planet.
Queerness has always existed. It's only in humans that we have such a stigma about it.
The idea of just having two fixed sexes is clearly out of style.
Hold on. We're only halfway through the promo.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
It's good news for all the clownfish out there.
Oh, boy.
Wow. There's more.
Mother Nature is pretty open-minded. Sex is not just for reproduction.
It's clear that no matter where you look on our planet, nature is full of queer surprises.
To be honest, we should all probably get laid a little more than we do.
Everything revolves around some sort of sex with all these people.
Yeah.
They just can't stop.
What did I just hear?
Holy cow. That everything you've learned about nature is wrong?
Yes.
Yes.
You know, I mean...
Free the gay whales, what you're hearing. This is the Markley
Free
Van
Willy.
Camp Robin Show.
I mean, there's a reason why they call a group of lions a pride, right? Yeah. Every day is Pride Month.
God. Jeez. Wow.
I love that. It's like, yeah, these animals, every once in a while, a male lion will have relations with another male lion, and that means that we should... You know, lop the weens off of 13-year-old boys who have been convinced that they're girls.
Right.
It's sick, man.
He was.
Been around a lot of pigs and cattle in my time, growing up where I grew up.
Yeah.
Never once seen boy on boy loving going on with the cows. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
You've never seen any cow give the other
pigs,
cowpox, anything?
Nothing.
All right. News update more straight ahead. Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Uh-huh.
A lot going on. That gain of function research, we already knew this. It's just been admitted now. You got cat fights in Congress going on.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's wild, man.
Scottie Scheffler arrested. Attorney General says, no, we're not going to give you the Biden tapes from that interview. All this going on. And then the one thing that you keep hearing more and more about is Harrison Butker, the kicker from the Kansas City Chiefs, and his speech at a Catholic school this last weekend, a commencement speech.
It's been ratcheted up to the point of ridiculous right now.
It's all of these people saying it's so offensive. The NFL has denounced it. Not our values. Okay, again, we went over a good part of the speech yesterday because it's nice to have the whole thing in context. Because, among other things, he's critical of the Catholic Church. Like, we got to get our own house in order. There's all these different things. And they're saying he's attacking LGBTQ and telling women to stay in the kitchen. Those are headlines.
I know.
He never said that.
I know.
Yeah, the big thing was he was praising his wife for choosing to be, quote, a homemaker and giving her life to the family. He wasn't saying that all women need to do that.
And the joy of motherhood that was in there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, which, of course, offended them as well.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's all these hot takes all over the place. And I saw Officer Tatum. Brandon Tatum.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, I watch him all the time. Yeah. He cracks me up. But I thought, okay, this is actually a guy that was more incensed than even you, Scott. Or me yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was saying, again, my point was, well, he's not giving a speech at a secular school. This is a Catholic school. Last I checked, that's faith-based. He mm-hmm. went after Joe Biden, calling him basically, not his words, well, I think Tatum says it, fake Catholic. It's like, here's this guy, he's doing the sign of the cross at an abortion rally or whatever.
Yeah.
What is that? And Harrison Butker was critical of that. Here's part of what Tatum said, talking about it is a Catholic school, for crying out loud.
So, yeah, those women are thinking about things that actually matter. If he was at Harvard or somewhere where all they thinking about is getting D'd down on the weekend, then maybe he'd be wrong. I'm not saying that's all they do. Y'all get what I'm saying. God damn.
But and then he plays part of the yeah. speech.
I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say.
His story. This is his story. He didn't say all y'all had to be like him. He just gave you an example of a real woman and a real life example of what he just said.
That her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
Yeah, people were applauding. Again, at the Catholic school commencement. All right. So, Tatum goes on with some commentary.
A mother. It was because you that I've become successful and it could be all I could be. What? How dare he? What a misogynist. He make his wife care about him. He make his wife love the children. He make his wife happy. How dare him? God dang, these people stupid.
Okay. Because he was paying tribute to his wife, saying she sacrificed this. It helps make me better. It's like I'm the one that gets all the praise because I kick these field goals that help win games and all this stuff. But it wouldn't ever happen without her, all of her support or sacrifice. And then it goes from there to the last part of the speech that he played.
She is a primary educator to our children. She's the one who ensures I never let football or my business become a distraction from that of a husband and father. She is the person that knows me best at my core, and it is through our marriage that, Lord willing, we will both attain salvation.
Okay, tell me if I'm wrong. What did he say his most important job was? Wasn't it husband and father?
No, well, yeah, it wasn't kicking field goals, no. Or
right.
No.
Now imagine for a second if that's flipped, okay, and it's, well, never let him forget that his most important job is as a husband and a father, not as a whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you flip it the other way to say, don't forget my wife's most important job is as a wife and a mother. People would freak out if you flip that script. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Well, you also have the equivalency out there now. If you guys were, you know, when Kaepernick took a knee, you know, you were damning him for doing it. And he was just expressing himself, too.
Yeah, we can all have opinions. You don't have to agree with him.
You have to live at a Catholic school. Yeah, and you got
to
live with the opinion. And you got to live with the backlash of the opinion, no matter what it is.
But the NFL will back Colin Kaepernick
to the nth degree.
Or some guy
so will all the media.
Beats his girlfriend.
Yeah, of course they will.
Kill somebody else.
This guy gets up and talks about his faith, and he's not allowed to do that. But again, all the media that gathered around Cap when he was kneeling, and you know, and plus the fact this guy can actually play the game at a high level.
Yeah. Oh, and then he played a bunch of different women going off. One was on The View. Okay.
So what I can say to him as a Christian is if you're using this to oppress a people or hold them down, you're not walking with Jesus.
Hold on. Oppressing people? Yeah. Who is he oppressing?
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
If you are using the religion, if you are more obsessed with the religious rituals and practices than you are with the word of Jesus, you're not walking with Jesus.
What are you talking about? What word of Jesus are you talking about? That doesn't make any sense.
And if you're using it for the judgment of others and as a weapon to beat people down, you're also not walking with Jesus. So I would really encourage him to find the best parts of faith and not diverge into extremist beliefs.
What? What is that? Listen, well, I took a little offense to that, and so did my friend, so I'm going to strike out against it.
Let me just say this. I look at the cast of The View, and I don't necessarily see the most fulfilled women there. So jealousy is an ugly thing.
Yep, and honestly, that's what Tatum said in the end. The biggest part of the hot takes coming. Well, Rich Eisen, part of the NFL Network, and he's got his own show. And his wife is also a former sportscaster, does her own thing. And she was going off on this whole thing, and Eisen said, it's so troubling. And Brandon Tatum's like, what are you talking about? And then he just says it.
So, number one, I'm lucky because I have a partner in Thelma. Or, you know, we have someone who helps me be able to realize my ambitions.
No, no, you have a nanny at home that take care of your kids while you do what you want to do. Am I saying it's wrong? No, but be honest about it. You're not doing what my wife is doing. You're not home with the babies like my wife is. And I'm not saying you bad, but quit acting like it's the same thing. You're not at home. You're up here with him. Your kids do not see you every day, and they don't see him. So you hire a nanny that's full-time to help you raise your children. So quit shaming women for staying at home with their babies and acting like y'all equal. You're not equally participating in your child's life. Just be honest. That's like a daddy who ain't at home. Negro, you can't say you equally participate in your child's life from a father who's present. You can't. It's not the same. Just say you rather realize your career than spend time with your children. It's fine.
It is. Everybody's got their choice. That's it. Again, he's talking to a Catholic audience.
And I'm glad he brought in the fatherless issue, too.
Yes.
I mean, that was perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, man, I found somebody with a hotter take than Robbins on this.
Yeah, I got nothing to add to that. I mean, I really don't. I mean, he's pretty much said it all.
Yeah, yeah.
But, again, I don't understand. I really don't. I don't get it. Can you just leave the guy alone and realize not everybody has the same ideas?
No, not
you do?
In this, nah. Not in this world right now.
Can't do it.
No.
And not only do they not want him to talk, they want him to lose his job, his career, his livelihood, everything.
Position. You chiefs everything. Have to release him.
They want him done. Yes. And we've got this petition with 250,000 signatures on. Who knows where those came from and what they're about. I don't know.
I know. Oh, man, we're running late on this. Do this every day about this time. May not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. David, today, what's your story?
I don't know if y'all had seen this. It came out yesterday, but I want to play it just in case y'all hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, bring it.
There's a comedian named Jimmy Fila. I think is how you say his name. I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, he's on Fox sometimes.
Yeah, he's on there a lot. Yeah.
Did you hear his song?
I don't think so.
That he put out about Joe Biden?
No.
Here we go. Yard, all the Dems say that we should re-elect him. How can he run when walking is hard? Let Joe keep falling, yeah, I just thought that was really good.
It was really good.
Really good.
Well done, DBC.
Like that, yeah.
All right, Scott, what's your story for
President Biden and the First Lady, Dr. Jill Biden's personal debt sits at $815,000. This is according to financial disclosures released yesterday. The pair has assets between $1 million and $2.6 million and liabilities between $350,000 and $850,000. Most of the debt is the mortgage on their Delaware home and an equity loan on the home, so they're up to their eyeballs in debt. Unlike the federal government, Joe can't print his own money, apparently. The Daily Mail cited data from the Office of Government Ethics, from which the list ranges rather precise figures. Biden, by the way, in the form also revealed he had goose eggs, zero Blutarsky royalties from his two books. No, but...
Well, that's what got reported.
Yeah, I mean, right, I know. Yeah.
People returned the books, and they had stacks of cash from China in them.
Hadn't thought about that, David.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right, for time's sake, for my story, I'm going to have to do it in a couple of minutes. But we will get to it. I think you'll be interested in this. Also, a man who killed a, quote, mostly peaceful protester has been pardoned. Update on that story. Straight ahead right here.
Hey there,
you in aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. You know, the basketball playoffs are here, hockey playoffs, baseball's here. Got the PGA Championship. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
Yeah, it's the simplest way to get in on the action. You just pick two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and submit your lineup.
Yeah, in this playoff season, the star players main more on Prize Picks. Just keep your eye out for the starred players. They're on the board, and you could receive a 10% payout boost if they're in your winning lineup.
You didn't do so well yesterday.
No, I didn't. Sorry.
No. But Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your lineup stay in play even if one of your players gets injured.
Yeah, so if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back, not count that as a loss. I don't know what their policy is if your player gets arrested.
That is a
good
question.
That's a good call right there, yeah.
Yeah.
If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000.
All you have to do is pick more or less or met bail on the stat projections of at least two players.
Yeah, right. You don't have to worry about tinkering with lineups. With Prize Picks, it is really simple.
That's why more than 5 million people have downloaded the app.
Sorry, man, I'm still laughing. Download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Yeah, lineups. You don't have to worry about that unless you're at the police station in Louisville.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, Scheffler just made birdies, 200 for the day, now tied for seventh for the tournament.
Man, that's ice water going through your veins, isn't it?
Yeah. By the way, as a side note here, the biggest thing I think that's going to be an issue for him, his caddy, Ted Scott, who's a great caddy. They have a great relationship. He's not going to be there tomorrow.
Where's he at?
Daughter's graduation.
Oh, come on, man.
Leaving after the round.
Well, so what about the team? What are you thinking about here? Your kid? Stop.
Should be about career.
That's right.
Harrison Butker.
Don't be a Butker.
For my story today, for What's Your Story? I'll make this fast because we got to get to this other story that David has. Wall Street Journal. Headline. These American doctors went to help in Gaza. Now they're trapped. What's your first reaction to that?
Did you not know that was a possibility?
Yeah, there was a war going on, in case you didn't
it's
know.
It's like, hey, you know, good for you, trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
It's all great. One of the doctors there said, we've come to terms with the fact we don't know when we're leaving. It's a crew of 19.
Well, there's risk involved, no doubt.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
And, hey, if you felt that was your calling,
yeah,
then by all means, you should do that. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration is working to get the impacted American citizens out of Gaza.
I'm sure Hamas will just let them go.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Then the next question I have is, what about the American hostages?
Yeah.
That never seemed to be a big priority. It's weird.
Oh, Israel did announce today they discovered, or they found the remains of three of the hostages.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. I don't know if any of them are alive or not.
All right. Well, and then the story you had, David, dude who killed, quote, a mostly peaceful protester has been pardoned.
Yeah. Remember Daniel Perry?
Yes.
This is the guy who was driving for Uber in Austin during the mostly peaceful riots, and he's driving through an area where there were protesters out on the street. There was a guy crossing the street, and he raised an AK-47 at him, and so he had his concealed carry. He pulled out his pistol and shot him and killed him. Well, the Soros DA in Travis County decided to go after him and charge him with murder. He was convicted in Austin. And now through the somewhat complex process of pardoning in Texas, the pardons board had recommended a pardon. Governor Abbott signed it yesterday, and some justice was done.
Okay. Sometimes you wonder if it's ever going to happen as far as real justice.
Mm-hmm.
On another quick update for Robbins, Ben Affleck and J-Lo, they're in therapy apparently, because the story yesterday was they were headed towards Splitsville now, because
She
loves the spotlight. He just wants to like chill out, but now it says they're in therapy.
Boy, I thought that was a long run relationship too.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. So many things going on today. All right, let's start here. Presidential election. Biden under wraps,
yeah.
People say. They don't want him out there too much, for crying out loud. And Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about this?
Yeah, well, the White House is not going to be putting out the audio of Biden's interview with special counsel Robert Hur. This had to do with Biden keeping classified documents. And during the interview and the transcript that we've seen, Joe Biden repeatedly forgets pretty big dates, including the death of his son.
He brought it up, and then he lied about it.
Yeah, and then he said, well, I just thought, who the hell are you to bring up the death of my son? And the transcript shows Joe Biden's the one who brought it up, and he got the day wrong, or the date wrong, the actual calendar year. Now, the attorney general himself, Merrick Garland, advised Biden to invoke executive privilege because it could be used to damage him politically.
I wouldn't do that,
so,
Joe.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, who's saying, hey, can we use some of that executive privilege on me to, like, not let people share audio of me speaking?
No kidding.
I'm just kidding. She does very well for someone who was kicked in the back of the head by a mule as a child. She was asked about this, though.
Okay.
So I don't want to dive into the specific point that you're making about the politics. I would have to refer you to our counsel's office on that. But there were determination that the president took very seriously on behalf of the request of the attorney general, and that's how this decision was made.
And I'm sure that he was clear. He's been clear. Says that all the time too. Yes, of course.
Yeah, laser focus.
But yes, 100%.
Leading tech companies.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you knew what he meant.
I know.
Yes.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, it's another story we'll get to a little bit later. I mean, they're suffering big, the Biden camp, with black voters. So they're going to be going on a little tour this weekend to try to do something about that.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What is he going
to
do?
Oh, we'll get to it a little bit
okay.
later. Okay. Well, one of the big stories today, number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, arrested this morning.
Yeah.
And again, it is a really odd situation. The way that we understand it, we've seen different video. So this is in Louisville, Valhalla Country Club. There's an accident this morning. Pedestrian was killed. This guy was actually walking like across the road, but was crossing the bus lane and got hit and died. So there's a massive traffic backup that's going on. Some of the players are going like onto the median to get around to get into the club because they have tee times, mm-hmm. right? And so that's what Scottie Scheffler was doing, apparently. But there was a cop telling him he can't go there. And then isn't the report there was a cop hanging onto the car and he kept going another 10 yards?
I think it was he went 10 to 20 yards. And for a portion of that, a cop was actually holding onto the car.
Okay. But did you ever hear how fast he was supposedly going at that time?
Didn't seem like it. He was going all that fast. I mean, but, you know, even then, you know, even if you're going 10 miles an hour, that's pretty quick trot. If you're holding onto the car.
And so he was arrested and charged. And at that time, you know, my phone's blown up this morning. Different people going, what's going on? I'm like, right. I have no idea. And so you're trying to figure it out. Is he going to make a tee time? Well, it was raining there. They had pushed the tee times back anyway. And so, yeah, he's out of jail. He's playing right now and playing actually pretty well, which is
amazing.
It is pretty amazing, actually. But he released a statement saying this morning I was proceeding as directed by police officers. It was a very chaotic situation, understandably so, considering the tragic accident that had occurred earlier. And there was a big misunderstanding of what I thought I was being asked to do. Again, the report was there were other players that had driven around apparently the same place where he's trying to get into the club, mm-hmm. around traffic. Anyway, goes on with the statement. I never intended to disregard any of the instructions. I'm hopeful to put this to the side and focus on golf today. Of course, all of us involved in the tournament express our deepest sympathies to the family of the man who passed away in the early accident this morning. It truly puts everything in perspective. Okay. Well, and then you, and I saw this too, a lot of people saw it, was the ESPN reporter, Jeff Darlington, was there and is trying to tell cops, hey, he's a player.
He's a player, yeah.
But they were just having none of it.
No.
Not at all.
Guys.
Dude, Stay back.
Back up. I'm back.
Guys.
What do we do?
Staying back.
Here's the thing. Right now, he's going to jail.
Okay.
Okay. He's going to jail. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. Period. There's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. So there you go.
Just trying to help, man. Just trying to let you know this guy's not some rando.
Right.
That's, you know, trying to get in.
So as this is unfolding, and we'll do this often, whether it's on air, off air, you know, even like this morning, you're making predictions of what you think may happen. Mm-hmm. And they could be so wrong. And then the other two guys are going to just call the other guy out for a while. Mm-hmm. It's usually the way it goes. And so this was probably an easy prediction, I guess, that I threw to you guys. As I said, I think in the end, the biggest takeaway would be the cop escalated the situation is going to look stupid. Could be wrong, but we'll see. Won't stop all the harpies and legacy media to go with the no one is above the law take.
Right.
And I said, I'd give it less than 48 hours for somehow Breonna Taylor to come up in the conversation. Because it's Louisville.
Has it happened?
From the WNBA, Chicago Sky, Breonna Turner says, I've seen an incredible amount of compassion shown towards Scottie Scheffler's interaction with Louisville Metro PD. It's unfortunate that those calling out officer overreaction in this case didn't show the same sentiments when Louisville Metro PD fatally shot Breonna Taylor. Oh, you know what? She's got a great point. It's the exact same situation.
Yeah, I'm
they should have shot him.
Yeah,
are you joking?
Did Scottie Scheffler fire on the cops? Did he shoot at them?
No.
I know Breonna Taylor didn't, or her boyfriend did. But
correct.
I mean,
then the cops returned fire.
Yes, that's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
He was dealing dope out of his golf bag, too.
Yeah, right.
Again, Van, tragic situation with this guy that died earlier today, and we'll see where the rest of the details come out on that. Someone melted down while being arrested, David? I'm not talking about Scotty Scheffler here.
No. I really love these videos that have come out of college campuses, especially when the professors are being arrested during these Gaza solidarity encampment things. I love it. It's just so satisfying to watch these idiots go, I'm a professor. Why are you addressing? Oh, you're right. A professor?
You know who I am?
Oh, nope. Cops didn't even care that they arrested the number one golfer in the world. They didn't know who that guy is. You think they know who you are? Okay. UC Irvine had to call in the cops to clear out a pro-Hamas encampment. They've allowed, now the college has allowed the encampment for several weeks, acknowledging that it is against the rules, but they said, hey, look, as long as you keep it peaceful, we're going to let you do your thing. We're not going to bring in the cops. It's okay. Well, the last straw was when people tried to occupy a building. You had hundreds of people show up, the size of the encampment, balloons, a bunch of people try to barricade themselves in a building, so the cops get called in. It's like, no, we're done with this.
Got to get the communists out.
Yeah, they wound up arresting nearly 50 people, including this professor, who was almost incoherent as she was screaming about how terrible this all was.
Uh-oh.
Thousands of students could have been able to go to school and have books and have housing.
Okay, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to channel Alex Jones here. That's a demon!
Yeah.
That sounds like a demon.
Your mother darn socks in hell off.
Holy mackerel. All right, go back to that.
And have books and have housing. But instead, our chancellor, who is a very cruel man,
oh my gosh,
decided to send thousands of dollars worth of state funding paid for by the taxpayers into the trash.
Are you concerned about this jeopardizing your job?
For real.
What job do I have if the students don't have a future?
Oh, holy mackerel.
Man.
Okay.
Man. Whoa.
I figured it would be unhinged.
Whoa.
That was other level.
Man. What job do I have if the students don't have a future?
Holy cow.
Okay, can you paint a picture? Was there video with this? Did you see it?
Yeah, heftier African-American woman.
Okay.
All right,
I wouldn't have known African-American.
I wouldn't have known Hefty, but he said it.
Yeah.
What did you picture in your head?
Bone skinny.
No.
You know,
like crazy white woman
with the wild eyes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like crazy eyes.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, me too.
Again, at these protests, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Both extremes of the BMI spectrum are very well represented.
Yeah.
So it's either going to be rascal fodder or someone who desperately needs a sandwich.
Yeah.
There's really not much in between at these events.
Holy cow.
Yeah, man.
Love long walks on the beach. Petting puppies. Honey, I'm home.
Love you, man.
She doesn't have anybody coming home to her. I promise you that.
Geez.
Oh, my goodness.
Golly.
Man. Yeah.
That's unhinged, man.
Part of that.
That is demonic.
Yeah, that's a demon.
That's demonic.
It's that whole classic Alex Jones take that we love.
They hate you. They hate God. They hate children. And damn them, they are.
One of the best ever.
Gosh dang.
All right, to lighten the mood, David, you have some soulful, perhaps, music?
Yes. I think this is a funny video making the rounds. There's a harp player performing out in the street. This is in the UK. She's getting some cash, you know, just a street musician. Okay. Playing very nice. I mean, there's nothing disruptive about it. An old lady starts harassing her, saying, "You're a beggar. Get off of the street or I will call the police on you." And this is incredible because the harp player is actually interacting with the person while she's still playing the harp. And she happens to be doing a cover, beautiful rendition, of Careless Whisper.
Oh.
Wham.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Roll it.
Why are you getting no money then?
Because people want to give money.
No, you don't ask for that. You don't call that lady.
I'm not asking for it.
You are. You have to give tips for £2. That is begging.
All right.
Don't you?
And she just starts laughing as the lady's like, they will come arrest you. There is. Hey,
we need to take that lady into New York or L.A.
Yeah.
You want to see some menaces as far as begging goes. Right. Like, give me the money. At least she's playing some Careless Whisper for you. Mellow out.
Did you see the, real quick, there's a story, I think it was in the New York Post, about how street musicians in the subway of New York are now really scared to go in the subway and play. Because they keep getting robbed.
Yeah, I'll bet.
They I do. Bet, yeah.
Yeah.
Not safe. Holy smokes, man.
Stealing the buckets.
New York has a brand.
It does.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, you know what it's time for? The No BS election update and much more straight ahead right here.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? It's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. It's the sound of $17.5 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org/radio.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you for being here. You know what it's time for? Oh, yeah.
The update. It's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm about to do an research.
Yeah. But you know, this election, you got this billionaire, Donald Trump, and then you just got working class Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Lunch pail Joe.
Oh, Scranton, Pennsylvania Joe.
Mm-hmm. We've laughed at that many times.
Oh, yeah.
See, this it's a whole big piece from The Liberal Patriot, his Substack. Biden not doing well with working class voters. Across the battleground, Biden is losing to Trump among working-class voters by 16 points.
Well, who's hurting the most in this country? It's working-class people. Yeah.
But don't you think that's news to some people?
Well, sure. Yeah, because I think just because he has a D after his name, they just assume he's going to vote for him.
Well, I mean, and the Biden administration has been telling everybody who has been just scraping to get by, it's your vibes, not the economy. The economy's great.
Unreal. One of the things interesting is they noticed this last October.
that Biden was behind Trump by 14 points. We got to do something about that. You get back out there, talk to the unions, talk to the working class, right?
Mm-hmm.
The gap now is 18 points.
Yeah.
And the deterioration is worse among non-white working class voters. It's looking like the days might be over when Democrats can just say, well, we're looking out for you. These other people, they don't like people of color. The Trumps of the world, the Republicans. I don't think people are buying that anymore.
Well, people live in reality, man.
Yes.
They're not doing better. They're not.
So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I mean.
And over the last week, it does seem like as far as the betting markets are favoring Trump more than they have, at least over the last month, mm-hmm. it's really gone in Trump's favor. And then the big question is, what's going to happen with this trial with Trump in New York? I mean, if you had to make a prediction today, do you think he's actually going to go to jail, David?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
Well, this isn't an official bet or anything that. It's just, if you had to predict it today, Scott, is he going to go to jail?
I can't. Well, yes, I can imagine it. Golly. I'll say yeah. I mean, like, David, I think he probably, because I think they'll convict him. Despite everything we've heard and seen, it doesn't. It's a New York jury. It's a New York judge.
I might be wrong. I'm the only one, I guess. Okay. I can't see it.
All right. Well, I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to be wrong.
Yeah, we'll see, man. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Biggest story today, David.
Biggest story of the day in the political world, I think. Well, it's more of that. It, more than just politics, it's justice. I mean, is that the attorney general has said, yeah, Biden, you should probably invoke executive privilege to make sure that nobody hears how senile you sounded when you talked to that special counsel who was investigating you.
Right.
Maybe precise.
Which is weird, right? I keep getting told time and time again, you should see him behind closed doors, sharp as a tack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Strength of 10, man.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hey, listen, Jon Bon Jovi backstage, he hits every note. I know he comes out there. Like, trust us, he's great.
Why is it
what?
In the shower?
Gotta be kidding me. All right, news update, more straight ahead. Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer, the Millennial, David Van Camp, the Sexy Boomer, Scott Robbins.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you got a piece of audio here from a former Trump official, David?
Yeah, Alyssa Farah Griffin. She's on The View and does work on CNN because when she left the Trump administration, she figured out it can be very lucrative to be an anti-Trump former administration official.
Oh, yeah.
But she was breaking down some of the testimony of Michael Cohen, the old fixer for Donald Trump, who is the star witness of the prosecution against the former president. And he was saying, because a lot of people have pointed out, he's really going after Trump, or he has an axe to grind because he felt like Trump did him wrong by not bringing him into the White House. And Michael Cohen said, well, I never wanted to be in the White House. And so you've got all these former administration officials and campaign officials going, what? No. No, sir. You thought you were going to be the attorney general.
Like, which is astounding.
It really is.
So this is pretty funny. Yesterday on CNN, as she was reacting to Michael Cohen's claim that he never sought a job in the White House.
Okay.
So listen, I was working for a number of Republican lawmakers at that time, several of whom would go into the administration, including Mick Mulvaney as OMB director. And it was widely known and believed. Now, Michael Cohen never told me firsthand, I'm going into the White House, I want to. But it was widely discussed that he was angling for attorney general or to be White House counsel. That's, I mean, there's dozens and dozens of people around Washington who could corroborate that. My jaw hit the floor when I heard him denying that.
I'm sure. Everybody knows that.
Yes.
I thought that was like common knowledge. You can't deny that. I mean, geez.
Well, he does.
Oh, I know he does.
I like seeing media like suddenly acting shocked that the guy might have lied on the witness stand.
Yeah. His whole life is a lie.
Yes. I've heard so many different legal people say the whole case is a joke. Now, I know there are some on the CNNs of the world that say this seems to be pretty airtight. They've really done a good job coming together with a clear, concise message.
Well,
but it comes down to the jury.
It does.
What's going to happen.
Yes.
So we shall see. Meanwhile, Joe Biden looks at the polls, or at least
somebody
campaign
does. Yeah.
Says, we are hemorrhaging black voters. We got to do something. So the Wall Street Journal was reporting today that Biden's weekend stops are going to be in Atlanta and Detroit, aiming to amp up black voters. So with sagging support from a key Democratic constituency, the president is set to give the commencement address at Morehouse College. That could be incredible.
Oh, boy, howdy.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. It'll be written for him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But still, there are times with the teleprompter that can be pretty funny.
He fights with it all the time.
Well, today he was talking to the NAACP, and I have not heard this clip yet. I've just been handed this clip.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, he forgot the name of Morehouse College, where he's going to be speaking on Sunday.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, I'm from Delaware, so I go along with Delaware State being the best HBCU. Kamala keeps saying it's Howard. And I'm going now, I'm going Sunday to make a speech at that other place, that men's called Morehouse.
There we go.
Was he goofing or did he not really know?
I think he was goofing.
Okay, if you're that guy, you've stumbled so many times.
Oh, I don't goof on that, no.
Forgot so many things.
Right.
That's not going to work in your favor. It's just not. You know what
I'm
saying?
There's no way we were ever going to unite Ukraine. I mean, excuse me, Iraq, Afghanistan. No way that was going to happen.
What's the name of that place? Yeah, it doesn't work for you.
Throw a dart in a map.
Right.
Golly.
So I don't know exactly what's going to be in the speech.
You have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
I would suggest he doesn't use that. That was on The Breakfast Club a few years ago, if you remember.
When's he back on there, by the way?
I don't know. I'm not sure where old Charlemagne the Fraud is on Biden right now. He'd soured on him a little bit. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, there's definitely panic going on. So we'll see exactly what happens, and maybe there'll be some fun stuff from that speech.
We bring social workers into homes and parents to help them deal with how to raise their children. It's not that they don't want to help. They don't know quite what to do.
They don't know how to raise kids. We want to help.
It's a problem. We're here to help.
Of course. You know, Jesse Waters on Fox has played a number of different clips. He sends his dude out and talking to different voters. And it does seem, man, there are a lot of different black voters that are like, yeah, Trump's, it's like my guy. That's him. There was something else that I hadn't seen until, you know, just a couple days ago on MSNBC talking to a couple of black voters about the current trial. And I don't think the answer was what they were looking for. I'll just put it that way.
Has this trial changed your opinion, even caused you to waver or question that at all?
No, it's actually caused me to support him more.
Trump.
I just don't believe there's a coincidence that we have a trial happening in Atlanta. We have one happening in New York. So the question people are beginning to ask themselves, like I did, is like, why now?
I've talked to many people who formerly identified as a Democrat. They have changed their political persuasion to independent, and they are looking forward to voting for Trump. Wow. Because now they find something in common with a political candidate at that level. They have felt persecuted by the system of American injustice. And it's not a stretch for them to think that Trump may be a victim as well.
Oh! I don't think they saw that coming. Do you?
No. Of course not.
No.
Because they don't know anybody who doesn't think like them.
That's probably true.
I mean, and they surround themselves with like-minded people. They just all nod at each other in approval, and they move on. Because they think, what they think is everybody thinks like them, and therefore, yeah, you know, the guy's a criminal, and we can't vote for a criminal. And
right. Well, some of the clips of... They run on waters talking to different black voters.
Donald Trump. I want Donald Trump.
Trump, that's right. I said it.
That's right, I said.
What do you like about Donald Trump?
He don't bull. He don't care. Like, you know, I like that.
Donald Trump speaks the truth.
What is Donald Trump on trial for?
That trial, bro. We need him back in the office, bro. He's on trial for doing that everybody else do. The only problem is that they don't like Trump, so they put his ass on trial.
I like that.
What was the clip they had on PBS?
What we're seeing, and this is really the thing that we're going to be watching over time when we talk about trends, is the real erosion of support from Biden among voters of color. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason that he's doing worse, Biden is doing worse in places like Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia, where voters of color, especially Hispanic and African-American, make up such a significant share of the vote.
Big problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying they're also talking about this on CNN, David?
Yeah, they show that they have new polling out that shows that 25% of black voters under the age of 50 support Donald Trump, which if that shows up actually in the election, that would be huge.
Oh, my gosh.
Even CNN had to acknowledge how wild that is.
Okay.
This is historic. This is what a lot of folks have been talking about, that Joe Biden has a specific problem among younger black voters. And that is exactly what's showing up right here.
You're not buying into the crap, man.
No. Well, and in spite of what Democrats say, most black people aren't living in poverty. Most black people are working class or middle class. And who's getting hurt the most with inflation?
Exactly.
Yes.
It's working class people, regardless of their race.
Do you remember, this is a few months back, it was an NYU professor saying part of the reason here that blacks are supporting Trump is because of multiracial whiteness.
Yes, I remember the term multiracial whiteness. Yeah.
Yes.
What exactly is multiracial whiteness?
Well, I have to play it a clip. Here you go.
So what do you mean by multiracial whiteness?
So there's been a whole lot of people thinking and theorizing about white supremacy. And all of these scholars share a view that I share, that whiteness is not the same thing as white people, and that whiteness is actually better understood as a political project that has emerged historically and that is dynamic and that is always changing.
Let me paint the picture if you're listening right now. Robbins looks half confused and half totally ticked off.
Just stop talking because none of that makes any sense.
Well,
I mean, you're trying to...
Hold on.
I mean, again, these people are under the impression I'm not quite smart enough to figure it out. And I'm listening going, well, wait a minute. I don't understand anything you just said. What are you saying?
Well, she's got like 10 seconds left or so. Here you go.
Americans have often learned how to create their own sense of belonging through violence and through the exclusion of certain groups and populations.
So what you're saying essentially is that people of other races and ethnicities want to benefit from white privilege by supporting it.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Now, there was another group, Black Voices for Trump. They would tell a different picture, okay? And it would go like this.
I'm not concerned at all. This president has a winning record of achievement for the black community, whether it's education, supporting school choice.
This is Trump they're talking about.
And charter schools and historically black colleges and universities, which HBCU week starts next week. Whether it's the president stands on criminal justice reform and opportunity zones, he has a record of results that the black community can be proud of. And he's going to contrast that message to what he could see on the other side, which is Joe Biden, whom I believe is a bigot, who has done things that have destroyed the black community, black generational wealth, and black families for generations, like his 1994 crime bill. And series of polls have come out to show that the president is increasing in his support and approval from the black community.
Yeah. Democrats got a real problem there. I think that's safe to say.
I'm just...
Yeah.
Still trying to figure out that first soundbite. Holy cow.
The whiteness?
Just that.
Okay, David, say...
Where did that come from?
You're at a barbecue this weekend.
Yeah.
They hear a little clip of the show, and they're like, can you explain this to me? What is the whole theory of you have black and Hispanic voters saying they're going to vote for Trump, but that is because of whiteness? How do you explain that take?
Multiracial whiteness. It's because this is something that communists do all the time. And I mean that literally. I'm not trying to be cute or coy or anything like it's. No, they're communists. They believe in Marxist ideologies. And when they say whiteness, because they're at least intelligent enough to try to mold the language around the point that they're trying to make,
Mm-hmm.
They mean capitalism. That's what they're actually talking about. Because what this high-minded professor is saying is that there are a lot of Latinos and African-Americans here that they latch on to things like individual liberty, saying that you can be responsible for your own future. You don't have to rely on government subsidies. You don't have to rely on the government to take care of you all the time. Well, that's actually latching on to whiteness when they really mean that's latching on to capitalist ideals. So that term is just a substitute for capitalism.
David Van Camp, available for your barbecue. For a fee, and he can explain some of this nonsense that doesn't make sense to people.
It's my new LLC. It's called That Guy Industries.
Excellent.
I'll be that guy at the barbecue.
That guy.
Somebody says something, and I'll be able, let me explain this.
Explain it to you. Yes.
Have his own little tent set up.
Right.
For an extra $50, I'll tell your wife to calm down for you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah. Well, man, it's like all these different things. You don't like the message. It's not, hey, what is the point of the person? It's, especially with the left, it's, no, it's pro-Hamas. No, Harrison Butker can't tell a woman to stay in the kitchen, blah, blah, blah. And then it's all this stuff. It's just nonstop whining. Crazy. It's like on a loop, just whining again and again and again. I knew that'd make you laugh, Robin. That's why I played it. I just needed to see you laugh. That's it. Just nonstop. I don't like the message. Okay. We got a news update. Get you ready for the Friday 5. Straight ahead right here.
Our favorite leak filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leak filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leak filter's policies. Everyone who calls leak filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leak filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leafilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leafilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. I know a lot of people are nervous right now. The world's getting crazier, it seems like, every day.
Yeah,
the economy is top of mind.
Of course it is. Can your savings weather an economic storm? Just think about what you've put away for the future. Inflation can render cash worthless.
Yeah, I mean, look at the real estate crash in 2008. I mean, economies are built on this mountain of debt, and it can fall like a house of cards.
There are very few physical assets you can invest in that can stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for thousands of years.
That's why people are flocking to it right now and why Birch Gold is busier than ever. Through a little-known tax loophole, Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold.
And the best part is it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Just text MBCR to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold.
You can find out how easy it is to protect your money from an economic storm. Text MBCR to 989898 and secure your savings with Birch Gold today. Okay. I don't know if you have a news update. I just saw Scotty Scheffler make another birdie. He's at 800 now. Talk about compartmentalizing.
He's one off the lead now.
I texted this morning. I was like, this guy's about to have the round of his life.
You did.
Because, I mean, there is something to be said for adversity. If you missed it somehow, Scotty Scheffler, number one golfer in the world, was arrested this morning because he got confused about traffic directions that cops were giving. He thought they were waving him around an accident in which a guy died. He thought they were waving him around. They thought they were telling him to stop, and then they yanked him out of the car and arrested him. And he made it back in time he did the orange jumpsuit thing and everything.
Yeah.
And then made it back in time to tee off. And so there's something to be said about not stressing out about golf anymore. And so maybe you just sort of let the muscle memory take over.
It's crazy that he can do that. It's wild. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the details because I heard one report that they were waving other cars ahead.
Yeah.
Other tour guys were going through. It's weird. But I also heard another report guys had to walk a mile.
Yeah.
So well
if he comes back and wins this thing, there's going to be a lot of players that are going to want to be arrested.
Right, exactly.
Oh, you should see all the memes out there. It's like the Tiger arrest photo, the John Daly now with Scheffler. It's crazy. All right, we got to set you up with the Friday Five. This was your idea, David.
Yeah, well, it's Endangered Species Awareness Day. And I care about the animals and the pandas and that kind of stuff. And so I thought, you know, we need to enjoy them before they're gone. So why not Songs With Gone?
Golly.
Songs With Gone in the title?
Yeah. Okay. Enjoy these animals before they're gone, says gone. David.
Well, a lot of songs with gone in the title.
Absolutely. Now, if you want to get in early, the number is 1-888-485-MVCR and 1-888-485-MVCR. MVCR. Songs With Gone in the title. The Friday Five will kick it off next.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. It's Friday. That means our countdown to Friday Five. Let's do it.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday Five.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Oh, feels good to be here on Friday for the Friday 5-Hour Countdown. Take a little break from news. Sometimes we incorporate news into the countdown, or sometimes it's a holiday. It might be some sort of different list. But today, David, you're recognizing, what is it?
Well, it's Endangered Species Awareness Day. And so I thought we need to raise awareness about endangered species and let people know to enjoy them before they're gone, because they could soon be gone.
Clever.
What are you saying, Scott? That you're saying it's a stretch?
I like it.
Okay.
I do.
You're an animal person.
I am. Yes.
And I've talked about it 30 years ago. You know, I was all about save the whales, you know, that sort of thing. Not that whale. Anyway, so yes, gone in the title is the Friday Five.
Yeah, I thought it was about deadbeat dads gone.
Shit. So, as always, we take a song. How big a hit or how iconic is it? Give that a score. Then determine test of time. Give that a score. And then how much you personally like it. All between 1 and 10. And then we have our list. It's really good. Solid list.
Yeah, it is a good list.
Who's up first today, David?
Well, let's talk to Tony in Vancouver. Hey, Tony.
Tony.
You say, oh, this is Donnie.
Donnie.
Donnie in Vancouver. Hi, Donnie. How's Tony? Yeah.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday, gentlemen.
All right. Good.
Dude, Donnie.
I'm hoping to come in and swing for the fence with a walk-off, but if I miss, much like the president, I'll settle for a solid number two. I want to say Leonard Skinner. Tuesday's gone.
Donnie, you called your shot, dude.
Number one.
That was so well done. Okay. Iconic song, no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
Test the timer.
Yeah.
And is it one of the rare ones? Everyone on the show likes this song,
I think,
quite a bit.
I love this song. Great song.
No doubt about it.
You know, when you think about this band, you know, the window they had and how many great songs in that short window.
I know, man.
It's amazing.
In 4 years' time.
I don't even think they get as much credit for that as they should. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's a staple still. Those songs are all over the place still.
Is there any movie that you think about when you hear that song?
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Yeah. I don't think that was the intent, but hey.
No, I can't help it now.
Right, yeah.
Just can't help it. All right. So that's your number one. Who's next, David?
Let's talk to Mary in Delaware. Hey, Mary.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mary.
Hey, so today, the first one I thought of is already gone by the Eagles, and it's for Brian.
Oh, nice.
Number two.
Wow. It's like that one or two gone. Scott Robbins loves this song.
I do love this song. I got some news for you. Soon find out it's true. You'll have to eat your lunch all by yourself.
Dang.
It's a great lyric.
Almost seems like you got a lot of feeling behind that.
Yeah, I've heard that. Told some people to eat their lunch all by themselves, yes.
All right. Would you say that's your favorite Eagles song?
Boy, I don't know. It's in my top three, anyway.
What would be above it?
I like On the Border a lot.
But not as much as that.
I like One of These Nights a lot.
But not as much as that.
Yeah, probably not. It's probably my favorite, yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking about through the years of all the different songs. I'm like, that's got to be your favorite Eagles song.
I like Those Shoes a lot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it is.
All right, David, who's next?
We got Wild Bill in Virginia. Hey, Wild Bill.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Thanks, Wild Bill.
I got a saying for them, all them Hamas lovers. From the river to the sea, you fools best let Israel be.
That's all right. I'll go with that.
What's the Scotty Scheffler one today, David?
Oh, it's From the Bunker to the Tee, Scotty Scheffler will be free.
Like that. That's good.
Good one. Yeah. Good one.
What you thinking for a song today, Wild Bill?
I got Since You've Been Gone by Rainbow.
Bringing in
song,
the rainbow?
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Awesome. Since you've been gone, since you've been gone, I'm out of my head, can't take it. We did a little trivia yesterday. The lead singer. During this era of Rainbow.
Yeah. I know the answer now.
And?
Graham Bonnet.
Yeah.
But I said Jolynn Turner first. That was wrong.
Yes.
You know, Ted East covered that and had a minor hit with it, too.
Yeah. The early days of MTV, they didn't have that many videos. That was one.
Russ Ballard wrote that song.
Yeah. You know who was on drums?
No.
Cozy Powell. Cozy? One of your favorites. Yes.
I like when he joined Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. They didn't have to change the monogram. It was Emerson, Lake, and Powell. It was still ELP. It was perfect.
Songs with Gone in the title for the Friday Five. Who's next, David?
We got Ross calling in from Michigan. Hey, Ross.
Hey, how you doing today, guys? Happy Friday. Hey, just a note there. Happy for me. My wife's gone. She's down in Florida. But my pick would be Gone, Gone, Gone by Bad Company.
Bad, great song, man. Great song.
Yeah. Oh, she's gone, gone, gone. I don't know if I'm happy. I don't know if I'm sad. She's gone. You do, man. You'd love that song, too.
I do.
I'm glad he clarified that his wife is down in Florida. For a second there, I was like, did he just confess to something?
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Did he call the cops?
She's like, ditched. Yeah, she's gone.
Man, my mind didn't go there. I thought at first she left.
That's what I thought.
Not he off.
Not that he was in the back.
Holy
crap. Burying her in the backyard.
Man, no, she's just on a trip.
I want to find myself a maid and take her on a cruise. That's my favorite lyric on that song. What a weird thing to do, but okay.
David, I don't know if I've ever shared this with you.
All right.
When Robbins and I worked together at the same rock station, I don't think there was one time that Robbins played a Bad Company song where he didn't intro it saying, and keeping the company bad.
I did. I used that line a lot. Yeah. Hey, man. When something works for you, you just go back to the well time and time again. Right?
Did it?
I thought it did.
I knew you would get a kick out of that. That's why I
had to bring it up. I did. I did. And guilty as charged, yes. I thought it was clever.
Fantastic. Okay, songs with Gone in the title.
Fine line who's between next? Clever and stupid.
Who's up next?
Is it BB John in Wisconsin?
Hello.
Hey, BB John.
How you doing, man?
Yeah, you guys are the best. You make me laugh.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Whereabouts in Wisconsin are you?
Yeah, where at Wisconsin are you?
I'm not too far from Green Bay, the greatest football team on earth.
Yes, there you go. Packer fan.
Been to Lambeau before, dude.
Yep, me too.
Good time.
Yep.
What are you thinking today?
Well, here's what I'm thinking. AC/DC, Gone Shooting.
Oh, man. Yes.
Yes.
Speaking Van Camp's language.
I love that riff. That's such a good riff. Underrated AC/DC album, Power Rage.
That's exactly what David's going to do when this show's over, too.
Yeah. The over-under on that is pretty simple.
Yeah.
I got to say, a good part of the fun doing this whole bit is knowing different songs that you guys like, and then when someone calls for it, watching you light up.
Oh, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Okay, so we're still looking for number 3, 4, and 5. Songs with Gone in the title. Who's next, David?
We got Paul in Washington. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You're up,
hey, Paul.
What you got?
Oh, hey. Hey. I was thinking She's Gone by Hall & Oates.
That's a great song, too, man.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 5. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, why? Oh, why? I better learn how to play. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, why? Oh, why? I pay the devil to replace her. She's gone. She's gone. Oh, why?
Nice vocal there, Scotty.
Yeah. Little Philly soul from Hall & Oates.
I was thinking of you this morning. And I never did get to see the story. I just saw the promo for it. It was Good Morning America. They gave it to Strahan. I don't know if you knew that was going on today with Hall & Oates. Oh, yeah.
ABC News exclusive. John Oates of the legendary rock duo known as Hall & Oates on their split.
Will Hall & Oates ever perform together again?
Their relationship through the years and his message for Hall this morning.
So I don't know.
That was part of Good Morning America.
Yes. So I had never.
Wow.
Was off to other news and checking out other stuff. So I don't know exactly what his message was.
Well, I do know that Blinken's in there trying to get a peace deal together between the two.
It's like, really, we couldn't have Daryl Hall. You had to bring the guy with the S.
John Oates. Yeah.
Yeah. Oates. That was part of it. Yeah, I thought
it's an
it was like a double shot of Robbins because it was not only news on that, I think it was something else,
Hall,
too.
This morning.
Yeah.
And we're hanging tough with the new kids on the block.
Yeah. Right.
Their new album dropping overnight, rocking us into the weekend live in Times Square.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's what happened to that former proud NFL Hall of Famer. He's now rocking into the weekend with the new kids.
And he hasn't seen him four
Who
times.
Who stole that guy's test?
I did.
Man. Talking to John Oates.
John Oates, new kids on the block. Big time is here,
what
man.
What year is it?
Next week, Andrew Ridgely. All right, we'll wrap this up in just a few right here.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Being in debt is stressful. It's an anchor around your neck, and it can seem like there's no way out.
Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High-interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay it off, and insane inflation keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck.
Done with Debt is your lifeline. Done with Debt has a new strategy to help you erase debt easier and faster than you thought imaginable.
Done with Debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates.
Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan.
Done with Debt are the experts in finding all of the options for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry, because some of those debt solutions are time sensitive.
Go to donewithdebt.com.
Think about how great it would feel knowing you get to keep your money and not watch it get sucked into the interest rate vacuum every single month. Get started at donewithdebt.com.
Donewithdebt.com.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. All right. We got a news update to get to, the Robbins Trifecta, but we got to wrap up Friday 5. Songs with Gone in the title. It's an endangered species day or something. David wants to enjoy the animals before they're gone. Kind of sad. Yeah. There's your number one right there. Tuesday's Gone from Skynyrd. Already Gone from the Eagles at number two. We're looking for number three and four. She's Gone from Hall & Oates. Number five had some great honorable mentions, too. AC/DC and Rainbow. And back to it, David. Who's next?
We got Mary in Jacksonville. Hey, Mary.
Hello. How are you?
Doing great, Mary. How are you?
Doing good, except all the cicadas showed up.
Oh, yeah.
And in about four. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Well, you can eat them, you know.
No.
I like the pause.
No.
That's good.
Well, in about 4 weeks, we can sing the song "Since You'll Be Gone" by Kelly Clarkson.
Oh yeah,
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson,
number three.
Well done. I admit it. I like it. That big hook coming in with that big chorus.
Huge hook.
Yeah. I don't know that there's another song of hers that I actually like. But
there's another song of hers I know.
Okay, it's not like it's on a playlist, but if it comes on, I'm like, yeah, that's all right. It's kind of fun.
It's very interesting to me that every time there's a lot of metalheads I know, the people who like really get into, like you. I mean, you know, you love Yngwie, Jane Malmsteen. You love all that stuff.
Maiden metal. Metallica, yeah.
Metal.
Everyone I know in that camp loves that song.
Man, I don't know how to explain that. Maybe the big guitar chorus. I'm not quite sure.
I rock with Pantera and Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Kelly Clarkson!
All right, who's next?
We got Greg in Portland. Hey, Greg.
Gentle people.
Greg.
Thank you, Greg.
You know, bro, when the world's on fire and we got our Secretary of State playing some guitar in Ukraine with a bad song, by the way, like, what kind of worse song does he pick rocking in the free world when they're not free?
It's true.
Good call.
And all of my success is attributed to my wife, Monica, to piggyback on the kicker.
There you go.
I want to shout out everybody
I want to shout out Everybody at Work, Gone Away by The Offspring.
Well played, man. I hadn't heard that song in a long time.
Did you play this song?
Yes, this was, honestly, this was a pretty big hit. Where did it go? Do we have it? David, do you have it?
Yeah,
Lost
we should
from
have
the
it.
System.
That was the album it was on?
Yes, Lost from the System was the name of the album.
Yeah, I got it here.
Okay. Do you remember the song, Scott?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. It was like a different kind of song for them at the time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they had Keep Separated and all that stuff, and that was kind of different. Right, it's kind of sad in a way. All right, who's next?
Let's talk to Bruno in Portland. Hey, Bruno.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Bruno.
Let's go with the Bad Company's Good Loving Gone Bad.
There right, you go. So I'll take that one over Gone, Gone, Gone. Sing it, Scotty.
Baby, I'm a bad man.
You can almost smell the whiskey on Paul Rogers, can't you?
Now that is on a couple of my playlists.
Great song.
Oh, I love that little lead right there. Man, that sounds so good. All right, I know we got to roll, David. Who's next?
Let's talk to Frank in Florida. Hey, Frank.
Hey, guys. Love your show, just like everybody else that listens to it. I really like it a lot, and you could tell you guys worked in radio because some of the trivia and tidbits that you guys drop, I'm thinking, how would you guys ever even know that? But then I think working in radio, you pick up a vast amount of knowledge and life experience doing that. And it's awesome.
Useless knowledge, yes, that's true. Right. Seriously, Frank, that's very nice of you to say. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
No, it's every now and then one of you will drop something musically, and I'll think, how in the world did he know that? And then I remember you guys spent a you know, probably a good part of your lives in radio, and that's awesome. Because a lot of radio people, they're really smart. But my song, I don't think it charted, but it got a lot of airplay around the end of the 70s there. And are you ready for it?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, it's the Cars, and I think it's called Since You're Gone.
Yeah. Since you're gone. Yes. Since you're gone. Boom, we're up on it. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. We run out of time too much on this. We still got to do number four. We'll have to do number four coming up for Gone Songs.
We saving four?
We got to save four.
Okay, we'll save four.
Don't we have to save four?
I don't know. We can save four if
Should we play four now or save it, David?
We can save four.
Okay. Whatever you think, man.
Yeah, let's save four.
Okay.
All right.
We'll save four. We got to get it to our news update, too. And then you got your big trifecta.
Yeah.
Can't forget about that. And then the biggest story of the day, if there's one, David.
Well, it may have just shifted a little bit. Remember the guy who attacked Paul Pelosi?
Yeah.
He's gotten his sentence now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh.
Okay. We'll get an update on that. The number four song, the Robin Trifecta. A lot to get to coming up right here. Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Got the trifecta with Robbins coming up in a few.
Yes,
news
sir.
Update with David Van Camp. Our Friday 5 today was songs with Gone in the title. Tuesday's Gone from Skynyrd was number 1. Eagles, Already Gone at 2. Since You've Been Gone, Kelly Clarkson at 3. Hall & Oates, She's Gone at 5. The number 4 that we didn't have time to
number
get to.
Number 4.
You played that at Top 40, Scott.
Yep.
Cinderella. Every rocker has his soft side. Don't know what you got till it's gone. David gives that a high Test of Time score at like 7. More than I would have thought, actually.
It's out there.
Okay. And it seems like whenever we're done with the Friday Five, different people will say, man, where was, you know, fill in the blank. And sometimes there's so many honorable mentions, we don't have a chance to get to them all. Oh, Matchbox 20. You were hot on Matchbox 20 for a while, Scott.
That's a good song.
Yeah. Well, and even though, like at rock radio, we played this next song for years, it's impossible not to think of Rush.
Limbaugh, not the band.
Correct. But my city was gone. That's a really good song.
I wonder how much money Chrissy Hynde made on royalty money because of him.
That's a great question. Probably easy to find out, I would guess.
Now, they didn't really want Rush using that as intro music at first. And then
they got the check.
Then they got a check. And it was
what's that so bad?
Oh, yeah. We don't have time for much more honorable mention. We could keep going.
They almost changed their band name to the Dittos. I don't
know if you knew that. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, there's Skid Row.
Of course.
You like that? I'm sorry. Boy, man, I got the stink eye from two guys. Like, all right, let's go. We got to move on.
Yeah.
All right. We can kick. Oh, yeah, there was Van Halen, too. Yeah, I like that. Okay, we got to move on now. News update, David Van Camp. Oh, sorry. Dirty Honey. Here's some trivia.
I like that song.
When I'm Gone?
Yeah.
Only unsigned band to have a number one song in mainstream rock. Right there. There you go.
You saying somebody missed the boat on that one?
They just weren't signed. I mean, rock is not as big as it used to be.
Well, no, it isn't.
So there you go. Okay, news update, David Van Camp.
Remember David DePape, the guy who attacked Paul Pelosi?
With a hammer.
Yeah, broke into the house and all that. The guy who had conversations with an invisible bird fairy?
Yes.
Didn't really... Apparently he had been friends with the invisible bird fairy, but then something soured the relationship where they were more colleagues than friends.
Yeah, it's hard to do that once you had a relationship to bring it back. Yeah.
It's tough.
Homeless
guy in San Francisco.
Yeah.
The federal government brought charges against him. He was convicted and has now been sentenced to 30 years for the federal charges. And I find it interesting because a lot of people are saying, well, you know, in the city of San Francisco, you got a bunch of drug dealers running around who are let out. Mm-hmm. You got killers let out. Well, this wasn't prosecuted by the county or the city. This was a federal case, so it's different. But I guess a more interesting comparison would be the guy from California who flew to Brett Kavanaugh's house, Supreme Court justice, with a gun and a plan to kill him. That trial just keeps getting kicked down the road.
That hasn't happened yet. Wow.
No. That's something, isn't it?
Man. Look,
that's been a while.
Two-tier justice system. Yeah.
Golly.
Like, we'll get around to that one.
Wow. Well, that says everything, doesn't it? All right, are you ready for your big three?
Yep, let's do it.
All right, roll it up.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero. Not just top 40 hero, hero in life.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Well, he's a good man, and this weekend the invitation is there for you, Casey. If you want to show up, show up. What do you think?
Mama told me not to come.
Well, maybe she'll let you out this weekend.
I'm ready.
Okay, fine.
Three.
All right.
Number three, you want to talk about this gets brought up a lot when it comes to child castration in the name of gender politics and gender insanity, but the suicide risk.
Yeah, this is not what the mainstream media, medical establishment, president of the United States, every civil rights organization, or anybody else in the establishment has told us. However, the NIH has just released some stats. Latest NIH study, kids have a 12 times higher rate of suicide after surgical transition.
12 times higher.
This is a scandal.
It is.
This is a scandal.
Yes.
Children are dying. I mean, we keep banging away at this narrative, and the narrative that was out there, if you don't do this, kids will kill themselves. That was the narrative.
People. Yes.
Then it's on you, right?
Yes.
There is rarely a correlation there.
Yeah. No, there's
sure
not numbers to back
hell
that
is
up.
A 12 times higher suicide rate, and this is the NIH. This isn't some far right organization that put this together. Okay.
Okay, just asking the question.
Yeah.
Do you think we're at the point in time where the National Institutes of Health are saying, okay, the lawsuits are going to be coming?
Yeah.
We better let this out now. We can't keep going down this road.
Well, if that's the reason, okay. Getting it out there is the most important part, I think. And again, it was probably under a lot of political pressure. You're right. It probably was pressure coming from that. Yes.
I think it's, there's a lot of doctors and a lot of hospitals that are terrified of this right now. And they're like, okay, we're seeing what's happening in Europe now. We should probably get off this train while we still can have some level of plausible deniability.
Yeah, I agree, David. I agree with you guys.
But our corrupt media.
Yeah.
They haven't reported.
I haven't seen
on these facts
anywhere.
Or anything from Europe, as far as I've seen.
I mean,
you knew, dude. To me, the moment you knew that everyone was in on it is when they put that doddering old man out there to actually say,
the "Parents of transgender children, affirming your child's identity is one of the most powerful things you can do to keep them safe and healthy."
Right. Yeah. Right there. Yeah. I mean, he went
that's
right along
devout
with everybody
Catholic
else.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
It is disgusting, and there's not some weird margin of error here, okay?
No.
I mean, 12 times.
Wow.
Now, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, the top three of the day, up to number 2.
Number two, the number one selling NFL jersey.
Yeah, this is good news, too. We've been talking about this all day, and that involves, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker. The Thought Police have themselves whipped up into a frenzy right now over what he had to say at a Catholic university during a graduation ceremony where he was the keynote speaker. So, again, we talk about this a lot, that there are a lot of people who think a lot of things and they're afraid to say it because of fear of pushback or whatever else happens to you if you voice your opinion. They do it with their wallets. And Harrison Butker now has the number one selling jersey in the National Football League.
Saying we support this guy.
Ahead of his teammate, Pat Mahomes, by the way.
It is really nice, though. There's a good deal going on. It's a 2-for-1 deal. You buy that jersey, they throw in a full-on Handmaid's Tale costume for free. So
see, that's nice, David. That's
something
marketing.
For the ladies.
Very creative.
You know?
Yeah. 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 And some Tupperware.
Yeah.
Well, again, I see all these media outlets take what he said out of context, and at the same time, he's at a Catholic university.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. Say it's a group of Muslims getting together, okay, and it's a speech intended for Muslims. Now, if you want to be someone that's offended by beliefs that they may have, that's fine, but you already know that going in. Why do you shriek and moan? Because this guy is saying, hey, for a lot of you women here, you're looking forward to being a wife and a mom. That's true. That I don't know why so many women are offended by that. And part of it, I think, is media takes it out of context. And they're telling women to be in the kitchen.
I wonder how many actually are versus how many they...
Yeah, you
they
wonder.
Interview and put on television. Yeah,
but it's just the nonstop whining, guys. Yes, it never ends. Golly, man.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins, trifecta top three of the day.
That gets
and
me every
finally,
time.
I know. Why play it?
One.
Vice President Kamala Harris may be lining up her next gig.
You know, Californians, you guys have been under worst governors of all time.
Yeah.
Has been your governor for a long time. And now, of course, we're hearing that the vice president, Kamala Harris, is making some noise, telling her friends, close friends, she may, after they get blown out in the election, return to California to run for governor.
Oh, holy smokes.
Now, her spokesperson said, well, that didn't happen. That never happened. She's preparing to be inaugurated her second term with the Biden-Harris administration. But Politico is reporting that Kamala Harris told her friends that she will, in fact, go back to California and become the new governor.
Oh.
This might be the only possible way that the state of California's political leadership is going to get worse.
Yay.
But it could.
It could.
It very well could. Yes. Kamala Harris.
She's a beauty.
She's a beaut. You know, you talk about exceeding expectations. Man.
And her big thing this week was trying to get tough by using the F word.
I heard that. Whatever.
And well, then giggles like crazy afterward. Yeah, we don't have time for that.
Well, I had people. I had one person that sent us a note that said, "Stop it! My brain can't take anymore for cackling."
Yeah, I think that can happen sometimes. We're listening to different nuts out there, and all of a sudden people are like, "Okay, I've had enough. I can't take anymore.
Can't do it."
Yes, like you do that every day is the time.
It is time.
No,
for
see,
us
we
to
can't do it.
Do
no.
what we have been doing, and that time is
no.
every day.
See, everybody, no one can take it anymore. Oh. News update and Nimrod's in the news coming up. It's no secret. When you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's simple math.
And that can be a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so you do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
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 Basketball playoffs are here. It's a good time to check out Prize Picks.
It's the simplest way to get in on the action. You just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projected stats, and submit your lineup.
This playoff season, the star players mean more on Prize Picks. Keep an eye on the starred players on the board. You could receive a 10% payout boost if they're in your winning lineup.
Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured.
If you have a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't return for the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
If you have the skills, you can play for a shot at turning your $10 into $1,000.
All you have to do is pick more or less on the stat projections of at least two players.
You don't have to worry about tinkering with lineups. With Prize Picks, it's really simple.
That's why more than 5 million people have downloaded the app.
Download the app today and use code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. You know, it's no secret. You spend less money on running your business. You get to keep more money. It's simple math.
Yeah, that's hard to do right now because everything is so expensive, and that's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Yeah, you can reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and then one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
And with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
So you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Yeah, over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
And backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. News update, David Van Camp.
Sean P. Diddy Combs, or I guess it's just Sean Diddy Combs now. He's been facing a lot of accusations about, girls, guys, domestic abuse, things like that. Longtime girlfriend that he had, Cassie Ventura, had alleged that he beat her. And he says that's not true. None of the allegations are true. Well, CNN has gotten its hands on surveillance footage from what appears to be a hotel from 2016, where she's running out to the elevators, and he finds her in the elevators. He's just got a towel on, and he's got some flip-flops or something on. And he goes up to her and grabs her by the back of her hoodie and throws her to the ground. and kicks her a few times. And then drags her back to the room. And it's like, wow, I have a lot of questions about this. One,
how is that kept under wraps?
That's the big one, right? Okay, so that
follow the money.
So you're telling me now that 8 years ago you had this incident, people knew about it, you had video evidence of it. And what, were they afraid that he was going to start talking about some of the tapes with some influential people?
Yeah, because that's the word, right? We're talking politicians.
Yeah. That he had people in compromising positions and evidence of that. And he might have, I don't know, been talking about releasing it out or some, or he blackmailed the wrong guy. And now they're releasing this out. Because it makes no sense that this video would be out there. Somebody had it for 8 years and it was never out. Never put out.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, and this is that whole thing, you know, Cat Williams, the interview with Shannon Sharp, the Club Shay Shay thing, which is the most watched interview of all time on YouTube, where he's talking about all this sort of stuff with Diddy. I mean, it got a little graphic what he said. We played the clips, well, it's sort of bleeped out here before, what he's saying that Diddy has on other people.
Right.
Holy smokes, man. And it's politicians, heads of record labels.
Yeah.
Sort of like a Jeffrey Epstein sort of thing where there's blackmail footage.
Right.
That is wild.
Dang.
Yeah, that's quite an update. All right, you guys ready for Nimrods? I think we're going to be able to top that one. That's pretty crazy. All right, let's roll it out. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. We go to Florida. 39-year-old guy, Carlton Lacey, is at a bar this last weekend. It's like 2 a.m. It's closing time. Bartender said, hey, we're closing. Right?
Yeah.
Carlton not having it.
Yeah.
Nope. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to be able to talk him into staying open.
Right.
Never works. So he pulled a gun on one of the bartenders.
Oh, boy, that'll keep it open for a while.
And said, who needs to leave?
Mm-hmm.
Then he started waving the gun around. Second bartender stepped in. Carlton pointed the gun at her chest and said, keep playing with me. And then the B word. Police were called. They got there. Carlton had left, but they tracked him down. Charged with two counts of aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and possession of a weapon by a convicted felon.
See, nothing good happens after closing time. Nothing. Ever.
Well, a lot of times the bartenders will let you know 15 minutes ahead of time. Hey,
yeah.
You know,
drink up.
Last call, and we got to get you out of here. It's time to go. And sometimes they'll play semisonic. You know, it's closing time. It's got to go.
Yep, got to go.
And that was about the time that Van Camp often in Missouri would watch, what was it? The college crowd, and then the lesbian group would start fighting because no one was playing Bon Jovi?
Yeah, that was in Denton, when I was in college. Yeah, the lesbians and the frat boys would get into it. Over the
Man, why don't we have footage of that?
Why don't we have fun like that?
And that's Nimrods in the News.